I'm ready.
We doing this?
Wait, what? Are we?
Dune. Ah! Apple's new M1 Pro and M1 Max processors certainly looked impressive when they were announced on Monday, especially draped in that chic, sleek garments that are the new MacBook Pros. I was waiting for a gotcha moment, but the hype has only continued to soar since then, with Apple now confirming earlier reports that MacBook Pro models configured with the M1 Max will have a freaking turbo mode to boost performance and spin up the notebook's fans.
Whoa.
What is this, an Apple gaming laptop? What do they think they are? Alienware? It's $4,000, so.
I hope so.
They might think that they're the makers of the world's fastest laptop chip, if leaked Puget Bench tests are to be believed. Those show the M1 Max performing significantly better than high-end Windows laptops in CPU-heavy tasks. Although the GPU doesn't stack up as well to dedicated graphics, naturally. I honestly don't know how to feel. There's normally something to make fun of Apple with in these stories, but put USB-C on the iPhone.
I hate Apple.
They're
the worst.
This is dumb, be consistent. Google has once again reduced its cut of Play Store revenues. They're good guys. Specifically for subscriptions this time. They were probably being haunted by the Tim Sweeney of lawsuits future. Previously, Google took a 30% cut of subscriptions made through the Play Store, but after a year, reduced it to 15%. Now, Google's cut will be 15% from the get-go, right off the bat, baby, as soon as you land on Arrakis. Boom. The move follows another reduction from earlier this year when Google announced it would only take 15% from the first $1 million a developer made per year. A change made shortly after Apple made a similar one for the iOS App Store.
I love Apple.
Just the first million, guys. Both companies have made various moves like this in the past year in response to antitrust scrutiny from lawmakers worldwide, and one might argue, lawsuits from Epic Games. Tim Sweeney should be proud, and he's proving suing people is good for the planet.
But not for Fortnite.
And former US President somehow Donald Trump announced plans this week to launch his own damn social platform called, get this, Truth Social, which is a bit like Linus launching a closed-toe shoe company. As one might expect, people found out how to access the test version of the website almost immediately and started posting all manner of horrible things that shouldn't be discussed by proper, upstanding truthers. You mean they're just using the site? That's just people using
the
site.
They're posting pictures. Watch out.
It quickly became apparent that the site was a barely modified copy of the existing social network Mastodon, which is way less good than the band of the same name, whose code base is open source and can be used by anyone, as long as they make their own source code available to the public. Truth Social isn't doing that, despite requests from its users, so Trump's team apparently has 30 days to release its source code or risk facing legal action. Reminds me of his taxes. I wouldn't worry. Never gonna happen.
Exactly.
Holy. Now it's time for the quick bits, brought to you by someone more reliable. Seamsonic, maker of the best effing power supplies on the market. Are you kidding me? You're about to go buy a power supply from those other guys? Huge mistake! Seamsonic's Prime Ultra Titanium power supplies feature ultra high efficiency with an 80 plus titanium rating. They're fully modular, they feature hybrid fan control, and fluid dynamic fan bearings to keep the noise down and last forever. That's right, these things have a 50,000 hour life expectancy and a 12 year warranty. So get yourself a Seamsonic power supply at the link below. 12 years. I can't believe it's not QuickBits! Because it is.
What?
The next phase of Stadia's undead existence has begun, dubbed Senescence. Just joking. As AT&T has become the first customer of the service's white label gaming streaming technology. Oh, they're licensing the tech.
Yeah.
AT&T wireless customers can currently stream the 2015 game Batman Arkham Knight.
No way!
Running on Stadia servers through a Chrome or Edge browser on PC, but not through their AT&T wireless phone, and not using a Google Stadia controller, keyboard, or mouse, or other Bluetooth controller.
What is this?
Other Bluetooth controllers are okay though.
What are we looking at?
What, so random brands are gonna let you steam old Stadia games now? Sounds stupid until you realize this is how we get Chex Quest 4.
It's about time.
I support it.
Bring it on.
Gigabyte has been hit by a ransomware attack for the second time this year. Back in August, the ransomX hacking group made off with 112 gigabytes of sensitive data. This time around, a group called Avos Locker says they've obtained info including usernames and passwords, employee payroll numbers, credit cards, and other sensitive documents relating to other companies. Is there no honor among ransomware hackers?
I think no, there isn't.
No, that's the whole idea. Gigabyte's gaming brand, Aorus, doesn't seem troubled though. They just unveiled Project Cielo. a new form factor of modular desktop PC that stacks a NUC-like computing element, a big battery, 5G antennas, and a large Bluetooth speaker to form a triangular short stack. Triangular, like pancakes in a triangle, okay. All right, honestly don't even know what I'm looking at here. Why is the speaker Bluetooth? Why are we gaming over 5G on this thing? So many questions. Clearly this is a beach computer. Does the computer take the beach, baby? Razer announced their first internal PC components at RazerCon yesterday, including the Hanbo all-in-one liquid CPU cooler, the Kunai fans, and the Katana power supply in 750 watt, 1200 watt, and 1600 watt versions.
Katana!
Katana. I work out of the DAX. And of course, they all have RGB LEDs to go along with their deadly sounding names. Katana, I prefer Jade, or even Melina. And the developers behind a cryptocurrency called WorldCoin have distributed 30 spherical iris scanning devices to 12 countries where people can have photos taken of their eyeballs, creating a unique code that is tied to WorldCoin tokens.
I love it.
This is no time to die. It's today. All right, 30 orbs are out there right now, but the plan is to have 4,000 orbs distributed every month. So everybody, is the orb the token or a physical thing?
No, it's a scanner.
That's a lot of scanners.
Orb scanner.
Every month, so everybody can scan their eyes and then receive world coins once the currency takes off, which will be never. Nice idea. I mean, maybe the project's cool and this is very trite, but it sounds stupid. Hey, come back on Monday for more orb news. And don't forget, fear's the mind killer.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks, bro.